To go back to the workplace, you must have befriended a lot of the earlier workers, you know, who was in Jacobs for many, many years before you.
I didn't, because my work was mainly in the office. Others had more contact. Like, we weren't encouraged to go out to the factory or wander around. Like, going into the chocolate room was a mortal sin. You know, you just weren't allowed going unless you had permission. We didn't have to dress up in white in those days, but in later years, you know, health and safety changed all of that.
So if there was a division like that, was there a sense of them and us?
Yes. Like when I was when I went there, even when I was 18, 19, I was called Mister, and the directors, because they were still what we call the family directors, like Edward Bewley was known as Mr. Edward, and his brother Mr. William, who was the company secretary, and there was a certain amount of deference, you know, even amongst the office, and then between the office and the factory, there was a certain amount as well, which I think was a sign of the times.
Again, you would have witnessed the change in management as well, people coming and going.
Yes, there's seen huge changes. Like when I joined, it was really still a family firm, but you could see the non-family directors, the effect they were having, one of which I mentioned is there, Gordon Lambert. And I could be wrong with this, but I think he was one of the ones that, in the Lamass era, was moving from, you know, into the modern marketing. One of the sad things, actually, was that after the emergency, let me go back a little bit. In 1912, Jacobs started to open a factory, a subsidiary factory in Aintree in Liverpool. And it started to produce biscuits. It soon became bigger than Dublin. But it was two factories owned by the one company. But when 1922 came, the two different states, they had to form two separate companies, and they had the same directors initially, but over the years they separated, and that meant that when it came to the Second World War, the UK policy was to export and to encourage export. The Irish policy was not to export. And at the time, Jacobs produced, in Dublin, produced all the export orders. And just after the Second World War, Jacobs in Dublin had to hand over the export book to the UK company, which was a very sad day for a lot of the people involved.
That comment, Leo O'Donnell,
yes,
made that comment to me. He said that it was like handing over the business.
Yes.
Giving away all your customers.
Yeah, because Jacobs had a huge wide export base. And we depend on it. Because I'm not sure the exact fact, but I think for Jacobs in Dublin to produce cream crackers, we could produce enough cream crackers for Ireland on one or one and a bit shifts a day. The UK, the factory, had three ovens running all 24 hours on cream crackers or the similar products.
But going back to the management again, you had How many people made up the ownership? You had Jenkins, you had Jacobs, you had Bewley, you had Pem.
Pem and Jenkins were from the Jacobs side, and they were Jacobs' descendants. There were the two families. When the company started, it was William and Robert Jacob. And that was in 1852, if I remember. Then, a few years later, Robert was tragically drowned with it. Oh, sorry, before that, there were two more came on. A Walpole and Newington, I think. Newnham. I'll think of that one in a moment. And there were four directors, but two of them were washed away by a wave down in Tremor, and that just left the two. And then a few years later, the first Bewley came in to give the company a boost with some money. So at that stage, it was only then Jacob and Bewley right through. And I think Mr. Fox might have been the first non-family director.
Yeah.
And then Gordon Lambert. All the rest of the directors, as far as I know, were either Bewley or Jacob descendants.
How did the staff and the management gel? Was it a good relationship?
For me, it was. I think like any big place, you know, you'll always get some people who are disaffected. You know, the way if you can get along great, or you can find it, that's just not the place for you. Yeah. So there was quite, like in the staff and in the factory, there was quite a large turnover at times.
And to stay with the one firm for 41 years?
Yeah.
Was an incredible. Were you happy to stay there all the time? Did you find that it was a secure, nice place to be?
Generally, yes. Like there were times, I think, like everyone else, you faraway hills are green, and but generally, I was happy. Because
yes.
Well, I had a fairly full life, both inside and outside Jacob, so I was happy enough, you know.
Were you sorry to see it going?
Oh, very, very disappointed. And in fact, the Jacobs archives and my archives, which were both out in Jacobs, in Talla, when I heard that the lease was up and could we do something to get the stuff saved, I was out with four or five of my ex-colleagues, and it was so sad to go around the factory and see it.
And so were you... You must tell me about those archives before we finish the...
Yeah, well, I don't want to take all the responsibility because, you know, different people over the years had saved bits, and but... about 10 or 11 years ago, I discovered that they were all over the place. So I made an effort, and with the agreement of the board, they gave me a room and then two rooms that I could store all the stuff in. And I started then, in my spare time, to catalogue it and to put the photographs into some sort of folders. And, you know, I went wherever I could to get Jacob's information. People outside gave me stuff to add into it. So it built up. I think there are something like maybe 300 banker's boxes of stuff
fantastic.
In the end.
Where is it?
It's now down in the Dublin City Archives in Pierce Street, under Dublin City Council. At the moment, it is being catalogued. Dublin City Council or Dublin City Libraries have put an archivist on, and it is being fully catalogued at the moment. The hope is that within maybe 6 months to a year, it will be available for research. The personnel records or the employee cards for the factory will be there. We have to work out exactly what conditions will be set before people can look at those.
Of course.
Because.
Yeah. But wasn't it wonderful to save them and must be a great feeling to know that, you know, this is now safe.
Yes. Yeah. When they actually did go down and they were sent to their warehouse, it was like a weight off my shoulder. Because
fantastic. Douglas Appleyard, thank you so much for talking to me.